This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show, the YouTube live chat poll. Do you pray yes or no? Ryan Wiggins isn't in the studio yet. He got caught up in a bathroom situation. It was an emergency. He was yelling. I didn't know. I couldn't go help him.
That's not true, but if it were an emergency,
you
would have heard it from the studio.
There were people rushing to the door going, it doesn't look good.
Well, anytime somebody in the bathroom is in a stall and they're just screaming, that's an emergency.
I don't know. Kevin Wheeler had to go to the bathroom at the top of the hour, and he walked by. He's like, I wouldn't go in there. He said you were in there.
I don't think that any of that's true. I don't think you saw Kevin Wheeler at all. And he wouldn't say that about me anyway. Because he has the same problems sometimes. I don't know.
You can't throw Kevin Wheeler under the bus that he doesn't even know he's on the street
for. You brought
him
into the conversation.
Only in a flattering way.
Only in a flattering way that was demeaning to me.
Yeah.
Made up something that he said that was also demeaning to me.
Yeah, exactly. Listen.
Give me sugar.
Thank you.
Current situation here in the Annie Fry Show studio. This is Ryan and me in the kitchen.
More.
That's true. The bathroom part, that was ridiculous. I was just talking to Trisha about stuff. But
you shouldn't tell her about your bathroom issues.
Not that stuff. I was talking to her about other stuff. But you can't know about it because it's super secret. We have a lot of secrets right now.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I usually will find out live on the air.
There's so much happening behind the scenes. I wish I could tell you. It's weird being the person who everybody trusts, you know? But anyway, people just stop you and they're like, they want to tell you all about their life and work. And you're like, gosh, I have to get on the air. Now, so the pooping part, not true.
For the record, the person who everybody trusts in that conversation is Trisha.
Maybe.
Fact.
But regardless, I didn't even go to the bathroom during the break.
You got a sugar problem.
I did go get this milk, though, because milk has natural sugar in it. But this is Fairlife and it has less than normal. And that kind of makes me mad.
It's delicious.
It is good. Normally, I'd be happy about that. But it was the Friday before last. So we're talking about 13 days straight now that I have had no added sugar to anything, which means I can't eat any candy.
I don't believe you.
I mean, I guess if I ate, you know, a chicken dish that had a glaze on it that had a little added sugar.
Today.
Which
a couple hours ago.
But that's the only way that I would have had any added sugar because I have been really strict about everything else. Bread, nothing with any added sugar.
Google, is there added sugar in orange chicken? Yes, orange chicken typically contains added sugar. Did you get it from like a fast food place?
No, I got it from a place across the street here, a local place. And it was a little spicier and not a heavy glaze.
If it's spicy, then that's how you know it doesn't have sugar in it.
Well, usually if it's got more pepper in it, that means they don't rely on sugar for the taste as much. So I think that it was a little bit less.
Quick Rick says Metamucil, and Dash is suggesting increasing your fiber intake.
I don't care about any of this stuff. I just want a peanut butter cup.
Sugar.
I thought almost 2 weeks in now, the cravings would have.
Why are you trying? Why are you doing this?
Well, every year or two, I will do some sort of cleanse diet because I know I get addicted to this
stuff. You're doing a cleanse diet that includes orange chicken?
Yeah. It includes orange chicken because it doesn't, well, it shouldn't have added sugar. That might be the only thing. That one thing that I had today might have had a little bit of added sugar in it. But for the most part,
maybe the orange chicken was like a quitting smoker walking down the street and just getting a whiff. Like, I got to have that.
But it's every day. I've had one or two days that were okay. But every day, especially in the evening, like when the show ends at 3 o'clock, I usually will have some sort of snack. And that, it hits every day at 3.
What kind of snack?
Something sweet. I would keep cookies here.
What about fruit?
I'll eat fruit. Fruit has no added sugar, so I'm doing that a lot.
It has a lot of sugar.
But it does have a lot of sugar, so it's kind of a workaround. And that's what I wonder, if I've eaten enough fruit and other things that have natural sugar, that it hasn't gotten rid of the craving because I haven't completely cut it out.
What are you trying to accomplish?
I just wanted to, and this is what I do every couple years. You ask me this question, I will answer it now. I do a cleanse. where
what was happening right at 2 o'clock when you weren't in here.
No, that's not. It wasn't even in the bathroom.
It's set in, Trisha. I'm gonna have to ask for confirmation on that.
I did not go in the bathroom. I did it in the toilet. I mean, I did it in the trash can.
All right, I'll stop.
Say. Now you took it too far.
What?
So I had to go further.
I did not.
Yes, you did. You took it too far, and so I said, all right, I'll double down. I'm doing a cleanse to try to get rid of the craving for usually sugar. I'll do it with anything if I feel like I'm getting addicted to something.
Do you use sugar replacements?
Yeah, I'll use stevia or other things.
Because that stuff can make your cravings worse.
Which I think
is bull crap, because I spent a lot of years thinking I was doing the right thing.
Well, you probably are doing the right thing, but it would make the craving worse. So you're still eating no sugar. But I just don't know if it's working. I've done the SIBO diet, if anybody's heard of that.
What's that?
A couple times in the past, where you cut out, really, it's like it's even more extreme version of
orange
keto.
Chicken? Oh.
No. No, you can't get more extreme orange chicken than
that. I was cutting out orange chicken.
Oh, yeah. I would have to cut out anything with breading. Rice was, I think, okay.
Is it like carnivore?
Oh. I can't remember everything about it because it's really specific. I remember eating a lot of shrimp on that diet.
Did you turn pink?
No.
Do you know that's why flamingos are pink?
Because of shrimp?
Mm-hmm. Because they eat a lot of shrimp.
Isn't that their feathers?
I learned that on the Kilimanjaro Safari Disney cruise.
That sounds like a fallacy.
Mm-mm.
Flamingos turn pink from eating shrimp.
Yeah. Google it.
Do you know that you turn blue from inbreeding?
What the heck?
Fun facts I learned in my youth.
How?
You want to find out?
No, don't Google blue that.
People,
what are you talking about?
Inbred.
What is that? Where does it even come from?
Blue Fugates, the true story of Kentucky's blue people.
Oh, we're not doing this. I feel like this is going to get us fired. And if it is, I think I apologize for Ryan. Just the whole of it.
I'll just click on this New York Post
article. No, don't.
Real life avatar. Blue people existed thanks to years of inbreeding. Carry on. We also, thankfully, just got the title of the segment. Because
you can't ruin my show and title it that way in the podcast.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
I can do anything I want.
No, you can't.
Because
you can't even quit sugar.
It's not going to be called, you know, Ryan's late because he was on the can, because that's not true. And I hate reporting things that aren't true.
Maybe you could just call the segment something about the difficulties of quitting sugar.
No, it's going to be called Blue Blooded Inbreds. The whole hour.
You think that's going to get people to click on it and listen to it?
I don't think that's what he cares about.
No, I do care about that, and I think that it'll work. If you're listening to this on podcast, if you're listening to us right now, I apologize.
Same.
But if you are listening to us...
You should apologize to me. I don't have a choice.
On podcast right now, message Annie in whatever means possible. At Annie Fry Show on Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Where do you want people to find you, Annie?
I'm hiding.
Like, message her
at Radio Wiggins.
All those places and say, I wanted to listen to this more.
Now I'm going
to
get all your bot accounts. They better all follow me and subscribe.
That's fine. It's just raising your numbers. You want bots? You know who's going to really love this segment is actual inbreds. They're going to love it. They're going to be like, finally, somebody speaking my language. You did this. You made up things at the beginning of the segment that weren't true, and I had to fact check them live. It's a different sort of blue blood, says the New York Post.
Oh my gosh.
The idea of blue-skinned Ryan. People may Ryan. Seem relegated to Smurf Village and other fictional places. However, one rural Kentucky family actually sported sapphire skin due to a rare condition sparked by generations of inbreeding.
I just got a message from someone that says, yeah, I think Ryan was on the can.
Are they here?
No, they're listening.
Then how would they know? They can't walk in and smell test it?
Ethan took a picture.
Ethan did not take a picture of me in the toilet. I would see that. He would have to kick the door open like they used to do in college.
You had your eyes closed real tight.
They used to do in college.
You guys
Holy
used to.
Cow.
Didn't you have this in college? Maybe it was just the boys' dorms, where people would dare you to just go in the bathroom and just kick the door open and run away.
Perfect question for X's and Y's, which we will do at 2:30, which is, I'm not even going to scoop it. I have questions. There were children in my house last night when I brought up that we were doing X's and Y's. Some of them were my kids who asked some of these questions, but that doesn't mean that they are all necessarily attributed to my kids. But my X's and Y's questions will come from children about boys and girls, and I look forward to the answers for him. And Ryan might be fired before then, so you'll have to stay tuned to see if that actually takes place during the show.
Oh, dang it. Flamingos are pink due to their diet, which is rich in carotenoids. What are carotenoids, though?
That's what's in the shrimp that turns the flamingos pink. Local news and sports with Ethan next. Don't go away.
Ethan's saucy soiree.
Local and
local and sports news.
Sports.
That was one from before.
If you don't say that, then Ethan could take this in a dramatically different direction.
Somewhere saucy.
Ew.
I'm pretty sure that was the first one, was it not?
Was that you screaming in the bathroom earlier?
No, that was you,
because it wasn't
Ryan.
Me.
Everyone's talking
you.
About it, Ryan. They're
it
talking
was
about
definitely
it on the.
You.
Nationwide call right now.
It's already my new screensaver.
They're talking about it on the nationwide call? Wow. That's something I didn't even know existed. But it sounds big.
That's what we heard.
The picture, like I said, is already my new screensaver. You're like, what? Stop. Don't take a picture of me in the toilet. Hey, don't do that.
How bad would it have to be for you to go into a public bathroom and just scream?
Do the news.
George!
Oh.
Hi, friends and coworker, as I look at Ryan.
I love it! Talk about saucy.
You win this round.
Hi, friends and coworker. He says,
the Gateway Arch backers have finalized a deal to buy the Millennium Hotel.
What are they going to do with it?
Let me tell you what they're going to do.
Put the arch on it.
Or put the Millennium Hotel.
We're
going to
be the highest again. We're going to beat Dubai.
The Gateway Arch Park Foundation has closed on its acquisition of the long-shuttered Millennium Hotel, clearing one of the first hurdles toward the downtown property's potential redevelopment.
Yay.
We all know that this occupies a prime area of real estate along the river right there by Busch Stadium here in St. Louis. Kara Spencer commenting, saying, this is truly a day of hope for our downtown and for St. Louis. Basically, how this all got set up was, this was previously owned by developers from Singapore, and the city just got tired of them not doing anything with it. And now for the first time...
There were trees growing out of the top of the building.
Were there really?
Yes!
Nothing. It had been pretty much vacant since 2014. There was a very brief time in which they were trying to, you know, they thought about maybe doing some redevelopment, and then they basically said, nope, not worth the time.
You may not know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. The arch is owned by the federal government. So is the federal government buying the Millennium?
That it said backers of the arch. What did it say? Backers of the arch?
It's owned by the Gateway Arch Foundation, I believe.
So that's a foundation that probably...
So it's like a not-for-profit that...
To like elevate
okay.
over what the...
Well, that's good. That's good then. I was like, how is this... I know that that's federal land, so...
Did the top of the... this is like lore. Did the top of the Millennium Hotel spin?
Yeah.
The room up at the top?
Mm-hmm. The restaurant.
Yeah.
Was it supposed to?
Yes.
No, that was the problem.
Oh, boy.
Started going really fast all of a sudden, and then...
Stuck to the window.
It's still going to be several years until the new building is built. The Arch Foundation and its development partner...
The new building is built?
Yeah. So what's going to happen is they're going to build in its place. So
they're
going to
tear it down?
That's what this is seeming like.
Oh, man.
The new building...
When was the last time downtown that anything... Like, we've got a building right down the street from us that has been purchased, and they're refacing it and retrofitting it to whatever their purpose is in there, but, like, construction.
Not much. Anytime I drive by that building, I'm both annoyed because of all the construction.
On Tucker, the one that we pass every
and
day.
Happy because there is construction. But that the problem with the Millennium going away, though, is that that is part of the skyline. And my guess is whatever they build won't be as big because that's very expensive.
So let me get to that here. They are still waiting on the state of Missouri to approve the environmental remediation plan, as well as the request for brownfield tax credits to help fund it. The foundation's executive director said the remediation and the demolition will take 18 months to 2 years to complete.
Demolition.
Yes. And then Cordish's plan calls for a 41-story luxury apartment tower, 283,000 square feet of prime office space and retail shops, a parking garage, cultural and outdoor space. So this is going to be lined up pretty close to Busch Stadium, right?
It'll be in the skyline.
Right around where the new one is now. And they actually put some pictures out online.
Like renderings?
I think it was the Post-Dispatch did. And there's some that have been showing up on Twitter and X. And it looks, I mean, obviously those always look, I think they always kind of do those up a little bit to get people excited. But they look really sharp. And I don't think it's much of a coincidence that they did their groundbreaking ceremony today at Ballpark Village. That was really the last time that St. Louis got a new piece of that felt like something exciting being added to the city. And I think that the thought is that this will be the next one is going to really revitalize
Ballpark
that area
Village
that's been so quiet down there.
Is so wonderful. That whole area that is especially, I say this especially after having traveled to a few more stadiums around the country and experienced going to a stadium where it's like, oh, there's baseball culture here. And then going to other places and being like, where's the party at? Or like, where's the atmosphere? Because when you go to another town, you're there to take it in. Let's be real. When the four of us, if we go down to the state, I don't know, maybe I should just speak for myself, but you can tell me, like, you're not like going downtown to take in the atmosphere when you go to a game. You're just trying to get in the I'm always like trying to get in before first pitch.
Yeah, I like walking through Ballpark Village with my kids because they have the little area you can run the bases and stuff like that. But we don't stick around there long.
We always park on the other side by patio, by the on ramp to get to Illinois. So we're just sprinting to get in, trying to be in the stadium before. Ooh.
So that's what it's going to look like. If you're looking on the stream, you can see the new renderings, the pictures. It looks really sharp. A lot of greenery around there. Big logo saying Arch Archives right at the front of the building.
Arch Archives or Arch Archives?
Ryan, that's a question for you.
Archives.
Obviously.
This one has trees growing out the top, too.
Yeah, but those, I think, that's
I think
true.
Those are supposed
that's an homage.
To be there. The ones now are native to Missouri.
Yeah.
These may not be.
A lot of outdoor area you see, and in this picture you can see in the background is Busch Stadium, so it's going to be right there. And here's actually a map. Two blocks away? And I mean, it's going to be right in between Busch Stadium and the Arch grounds. I'm really excited about this.
This looks like it's not just the location where the Millennium Hotel is, that it might be a little bit bigger than just like if in my mind, I'm just thinking Millennium Hotel. It's
that area
block of land.
That area was a little bit bigger than you think because it was two buildings, right? I mean, like it was the really tall, I guess skyscraper is what you call it. But then it also had next to it was that the smaller building as well. So it does look, a little bit bigger than that. But the Millennium itself was bigger than just that one building and that property. This is still a few years away. But I think having something like this, this is a big step as far as revitalizing that area and giving people something exciting to look forward to.
Wouldn't
and hopefully just keeping that area nice and safe and clean.
Wouldn't it be great if we could live to see St. Louis be thriving? It's not thriving right now.
Mm-mm.
Wouldn't it be great if we could live to see the day where St. Louis, you know, when I think of Nashville or some of these other towns that you can go to, and it's like they've just kind of figured it out and they've made it, it's just a magnet for people. You can go downtown to some of these locations over and over and over again and always do something new, and you just go and experience it.
You know where is growing, no matter where you are in the entire country? Culture center cities in red states.
Mm-hmm.
Austin, it's a blue city, but it's in a red state. Columbia, Missouri is growing like crazy. Nashville, Atlanta, they got big music scenes. I would love for St. Louis.
That yeah, St. Louis would track
a culture center. So we have a lot of history. There's got to be some sort of draw, like industry, creative industry here, though.
Like the music scene or the tech scene. St. Louis was supposed to be kind of a tech scene for a while. Because it was so affordable compared to, you know, Silicon Valley, that type of place where you go. But that's where everything is first. If you're looking for an alternative that is super affordable, your dollar can stretch a whole lot more here. Let's surround that expansion with security.
You know, we talked a little bit yesterday about, I was just in Seattle, that skyline was absolutely beautiful, but there was also a lot of modern buildings, looked like newly built buildings. And St. Louis has a lot of history, and it's what makes St. Louis so great. It's one of the things that does, in my opinion. But it is cool to see some of these renderings and see, like, you're going to add a little, some new to mix in with the old. The last thing I'll say about this is they're still trying to figure out how exactly it's going to be financed entirely. But they said private money will be used in addition to, like I said, the potential to receive a $72 million tax break from the city for the project.
I guess the city's got to do something.
I don't know.
They've got to do something.
I'd like to see something with the city tax dollars that I pay. I'd first and foremost go to more law enforcement. All right. That was a very saucy soiree. Thank you, Ethan. Ethan.
You know, some, I don't know who did it, but whoever named my my slide here on the stream today, it is named Irfan. Clearly that's catching on. And I, you know, I didn't think I was going to be developing many more new nicknames, but
to loop in the listeners here, I am still taking in all of your suggestions, and then all of next week is going to be all listener opens.
Oh, good.
For Ethan.
Thank you, Ryan.
Odyssey app. If you go to stream 97.1 FM Talk on the Odyssey app, next to the play button on the app, you'll see a little microphone. You can record and open. And when you record it and you approve it, you can listen to it after you do it. It'll send it to us, and then your voice could be one of the opens for Irfan's Blurfs.
Irfan's Blurfs. Things like that.
Ethan's Saucy Soiree. I mean, honestly, it doesn't have to make any sense whatsoever.
No.
I mean, Mega Muffins was one of them, so...
Basically, we've just discovered that Ryan really likes alliteration. All right, X's and Y's, questions for the opposite sex. When we come back, don't go away.
X's and Y's.
Don't act like I don't know you're Sam Getman.
I'm not Sam Getman.
Yes, you are.
I'm not. Sam Getman is Sam Getman. He just made a comment that you should... Well, I'll just read it. I mean, shoot. I think you should listen to Wiggins at all times. His wisdom is unparalleled, especially with regards to show titles and blue inbredness. Thank you, Sam. Don't know who you are? Love to meet you someday.
Sam. I think you can. But next time you go into the bathroom. X's and Y's. So I mentioned to my kids I was putting together the stream last night, which if you ever watch the YouTube stream... I'm the one who puts that up, and I'm trying to put them up the night before with the polls so that you can get your thoughts in and your vote in early if that goes up. But you'll get alerted to that if you subscribe to the Andy Fry YouTube channel. And I mentioned, I think the kids said, oh, I thought you were going to do X's and Y's today. You didn't. I said, oh, we moved that to the next day. So I started, had the kids in the room, and some of these came from my kids. Some of these might not have come from my kids. But I got questions from kids about X's and Y's.
I like it.
And I thought, so understand that this is coming from, I'll just say, people who are under 18. How's that sound?
Okay.
First one is, why are boys so weird?
Boys aren't weird. Girls are weird. Brad?
You must have been there last night.
Yeah, I second that. Boys aren't, well, Ryan's weird, but everybody else, generally, in general, boys aren't weird. Girls are weird.
I don't think Ryan's weird because he's a boy.
No.
I don't either.
No.
Why do boys think they're better than girls?
I would say boys generally are better at a lot of things than girls. Most sports, for instance. We've been talking about that for the last 5-6 years. So I think there's a bounty of evidence for that. Mentally, I'm not going to really go there, Brad.
You're not going to go there mentally?
Nope.
Okay. Why do boys think that they're better than girls was the question.
Why are they?
Why do boys think they're better than girls? No, there was no concession on the matter being true and accurate.
Boys are overly, outrageously overconfident in everything that we do. So it stands to reason that we would think that we were better than girls.
Are you overconfident, Ryan?
No, I'm correctly confident.
How sure are you?
100%. But not 101%. That would be inappropriate.
Here's the last one for boys. Why do boys not have emotions?
Boys do have emotions, but they're always right.
I'll go back to the first. Why are boys so weird?
When a boy has an emotion.
Why do boys not have emotions? You said they do?
Yeah, they do have emotions, but we don't care to express them as often as girls.
Yeah, expressing your emotions doesn't get you the desired reaction.
It's all about a means to an end.
Here, I'm going to ask a question, and then we can all agree if we want to answer it, or we can just opt out and not have the conversation. Who's the most emotional person in this room, a girl or a boy? You want to answer the question, Ryan? You don't have to answer it. Just tell me if
girl.
You want to answer.
Okay. I think it's a girl.
Okay. Fair enough. Brad?
No, I think it's a guy.
Ethan, who's the most, a boy or a girl, who's the most emotional person in this room? You don't have to say a name.
If you say a girl, it's going to be pretty obvious.
Not necessarily.
Say girl.
I know a secret. Just kidding.
Brad's a girl?
That's what I would
hold
expect.
Hold on now.
I'm going to go ahead and say, ooh, this is close. I'm going to say girl.
Fair enough. You can take that. I have emotions. That's certainly true.
Ryan's a close second.
Last question.
Boy is close second.
Why do girls talk so much? Do you guys want to answer that? Do you think, I mean, do you think that's a fair on the surface observation from a child? Again, I remind you. Why do girls talk so much? Do girls talk more than guys, boys, whatever?
Yes. I think girls process things by talking more than guys do.
Oh, I thought you were going to say faster and better.
I would never do that.
Because boys are better.
Right. So I think it's a, and it's not per individual. There are individuals that would
it's on the whole.
Buck that trend. But overall, I think that girls process the world by talking through it more than guys do.
Ethan, you have a thought on that?
Someone once shared with me an analogy that had to go, it went something like this, where, you know, guys' brains are like waffles.
And, okay, yeah, go on.
You know, you pour the syrup in.
Keep saying this.
It's all nice and compartmentalized.
Pour the added sugar
order.
On.
Women's brains.
It's delicious and sweet, and it just makes you feel warm and fulfilled inside.
I'd just motorboat that thing right now.
You what?
What is happening on my show? Oh my God.
Talking about that waffle that is just covered in syrup, butter, and apparently added sugar.
Why also, it's also a euphemism, apparently.
Why would you just eat it? Why are you motivating?
I don't want to.
Can we not?
Experience
can we not?
It.
Can we not? Can we not? Not, not. I regret everything that I have done to lead us down this. Holy crap!
You're making a good point, though.
Is this real?
You're making a good point about a waffle.
Are you trying to get me?
You know
to
what
keep
I found last night while I was working on this show?
I'm putting you straight into timeout.
Do you remember this?
I do remember this.
This is back in the Katie days.
It's been a while.
You would misbehave so much that we created 30 and 60 second timeouts for Ryan Wiggins.
That's right. Man, this has been years.
And I know. I think it's March of 2020. This is like something we did to get through COVID.
Wow, this must have been right before we went home.
No, this is after.
Was it?
Yeah. You're
no,
out of timeout.
It can't be.
Don't do it
That's
again.
Amazing.
Next question.
Wow.
Hold on.
X's and Y's.
Can I finish this real quick?
Not if you do it in the same type of language. I was really trying to derail.
Women's brains are like spaghetti, all jumbled up, and you have to kind of, you know, string it out. You have to separate it.
Women's brains are all strung out.
Who has to? Men to understand it?
No, it's just the way in which you process things. Men are able to compartmentalize a lot better than women, and I think that Women's way to do that is through talking sometimes.
Yeah, men compartmentalize. So like if we go out and we go fishing, we're out to go fishing, not to talk to our buddies. And so if my
buddy... It's a very specific example.
Well, if my buddy tells me, oh, hey, I met a girl, cool for you. We're back to fishing. You know, I've got my fishing box out.
I don't know if I necessarily agree with that.
I don't care about your life. I'm here for bluegill.
Right.
Stop talking about blue people.
Trying to get it back.
No. Absolutely not.
How did the bluegill become blue?
I like how Ethan's
by
like...
By sleeping with other members of its own family.
Oh, no.
These are not exactly the answers your kids were looking
for.
Don't
Google any of this. Ethan.
Ryan would probably
motorboat
the bluegill.
Ethan, go home to your wife and be like, I explained on the air today how women's brains are like a bowl of tangled spaghetti.
I think she's the one that told me that.
I don't understand. Maybe Man. I'll have to comb through it later to decide what it actually means.
I don't like that I ended up accidentally motorboating the guy's brain.
Here, Pistol Pete says, let's not ignore the fact that women have a menstrual cycle. Game changer.
I'm not ignoring that.
One of the questions also asked by by my kids was, do boys have a period? We had a lot of questions last night in our house about boys and girls that were important questions to ask and to answer.
Did Charlie ask that question?
I can't even disclose if it was one of my children. That's not fair. You can't pick on my kid like that.
Hey, real quick, I know I'm not involved in this conversation, but I can't even really talk
about it. Next question. You got a question for the ladies, which is me, and one other person in this room?
Does any nickname from a stranger ever work?
Like what?
Hey, sugar.
What are you trying to get? Attention? I'll give you attention.
Like Irfan?
Well, they'd have to know your name, so at that point you're not really a stranger. But is any nickname from a waiter or somebody who you don't know them?
You said, does it work? I don't know. What does that mean?
It's kind of open-ended, isn't it?
What are they trying to get?
Just, does it ever land where you're like, that was fine or that was good? Or is it always annoying?
I put the best construction on it and assume that this is just how these people talk and that it isn't meant anything by it. If it's placating or if it's patronizing, you know. And, I mean, there was a point in my life where I'd probably, like, turnabout's fair play and I'd start calling them nicknames too, but I'm a little outgrown
from
that.
I think we talked about this at one point. There was a commentator that said... like honey or something, and someone responded back with, "Don't call me honey."
Martha McCallum. Okay, yeah. It was Randy Weingarten.
Right. Oh yeah.
Yes, and I mean no. The situation dictates the appropriateness of it. Mm. If someone brings you some extra iced tea and sets it down and go, "Here you go, honey," then that's one thing. If you're in a discussion with somebody and if a man calls me honey, I'm punching that sucker. Like you can't do that. It's diminishing. And if it's across genders like that and it comes out honey, I mean, sugar is, I think honey, sweetie, dear, those can all be used as weapons. But the vast majority of time that they're put into play, they're not being utilized that way. And if you know, it's probably not the first asinine thing that person has said.
Is there any common one that is better than another? So it's honey's better than sugar or whatever. Do, 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 do.
Is that all you want to talk about is sugar?
I'm kind of have a one-track mind. Honey, sugar.
Motor
He's breaking down.
You know, what if somebody called you Pop-Tart Snickers? Is that cool?
Can we stop with the Snickers? I think we've had enough of that conversation good. As well. A couple more questions on the other side of this and the results to today's YouTube live chat poll. Do you pray? Yes or no? We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. A few more X's and Y's, maybe, if we can squeeze them in, and then we're going to get to the results of the YouTube live chat poll. We want to know from you, do you pray? Certainly, the only way that I feel like I can cover this Texas story is just in prayer. And I know that's not for everybody. I understand it. I respect it. But I am curious, how many of you listening right now pray? Annie Fry YouTube channel. Go vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Brad, did you have a question you wanted to ask the X's and Y's?
Yeah, I noticed that girls' clothing doesn't have pockets. And my question is A, why, but B, if all your clothing had pockets, would you still want to carry a purse?
Ooh.
Wait, I was following the pockets thing. What was the last part of the question?
If all your clothing had pockets, would you still carry a purse?
I don't carry a purse because I don't have time for purses. Plus, it's like, here's all my important things. It's easy to steal. And I also do carry, I buy clothes that has pockets. So women's clothes do have pockets. But if a woman is wearing a dress and it has pockets, I guarantee you she'll tell you.
Yes. This has happened like the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 times that my wife has worn a dress. And she's like, it has pockets.
So
she gets all excited about
Ethan
it.
Ethan is married to Hannah. Hannah is not Hannah from the show. It's a different Hannah. But
good clarification.
Hannah, I like your dress. She's guaranteed to go, it has pockets.
This has happened.
It's the only thing. The other thing she might say is, oh, I got it for $5 at Target. It was a great deal. In the Midwest, we tell you if we have pockets and how cheap we got something.
Why? Why is it specific to, why? Why is that an exciting
thing? That's not even a new thing. Let me tell you about when I was at Colonial Williams.
You know, I'm going to kill you. You keep it for
the
Reardon
show. We went into a dress shop, and the first thing they said was, did you know these old dresses in the 1700s had pockets? And I was like, I don't care, but my daughter and wife were like,
yes.
Really?
Yes.
And she would not stop talking about it. My
daughter. A good A-line dress, which means it's like fitted under the chest, and then it goes out, so it kind of fits the curve of a woman's body, hides pockets really well, so you can... Pockets. Yes. Great. Always. B, if you can put this big old huge phone, which you'll notice has a wallet on the back of it, which is why I don't carry a purse. If you can put your phone in your dress pocket and it doesn't create a huge bulging thing on your hip and therefore make the dress unattractive, A-line plus. A-plus.
They didn't do that in colonial times.
Well, they might have. You never know. Anyone else? Quick question you got to get out. Did you have another one, Ryan?
Do women... like wearing hats?
Any hat or like lady hats?
Any hat. Any hat. Well, lady hats too.
I have a gigantic head. I think I'm like at least a 7.5.
It's huge.
What hat size is yours?
Like a 4?
Yeah, it's tracks.
Pinhead.
Sometimes, but if they cause, sometimes it causes me to have headaches. So no, Ryan, Ethan, you want to take us home here? Ryan's not done now.
Ryan's broken.
Ryan's been done since about 1:15.
276.
Show is just a little too long today.
On today's YouTube live chat poll, do you pray? An overwhelming majority, 88%, say yes, they do pray.
All right, I'll harken back to what I said earlier. Psalm 46:10. Go look it up. Mark Rutan Show next.